The University of Michigan is announcing it's going to require all students, faculty, and staff in all three of its campuses to be vaccinated against COVID-19. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us to talk more about that is U of M Assistant Vice President for Public Affairs, Rick Fitzgerald. Thanks for joining us.
Yep, thank you.
Can you detail the announcement for us?
Sure. We did announce today that we're expanding. You know, we had a vaccine requirement in place for students living in university housing, and after much consideration and watching carefully the developments with COVID vaccine, both locally, regionally, and across the nation, we've decided that the best course of action to really trying to get back to the academic life and with research and teaching and extracurricular activities, the best pathway to that was widespread vaccination in our community. So that's why we've put this requirement in place.
And this includes Michigan Medicine as well?
It does. Includes all three campuses and including Michigan Medicine. That's correct.
Can you run down some of the percentage of what percentage of students and employees and at the hospital have been vaccinated already?
Sure. Most of this is from self-reported data at this point, but about 81% as of today of our students who are expected to be on the Ann Arbor campus in the fall have reported that they're vaccinated. Overall, all of the faculty and staff on the Ann Arbor campus is at about 61%, and it's a bit higher, 76%, at Michigan Medicine employees.
So you're hoping to see those percentages go up?
We are, yes. We're hoping to see those go up significantly because we think that's the best way to get back to all of the activities that are important to us in our community.
Can people apply for exemptions for perhaps religious or personal reasons?
Yes, we're still working on the actual form to have that, but we will have a process for medical reasons and religious exemptions. Those are possibilities. That's correct. We're also working to stand up a team of people who will be available to answer questions about the vaccine, because we know that people have questions, and part of their, sometimes for people, their reluctance to be vaccinated is they have questions that need to be answered. And, you know, we're an academic community where education is one of our specialties, and we want to leverage that knowledge and help people get their questions answered as well.
Have you put together a special team to do that?
Yeah, we're still working out those details, but we're trying to leverage, the health systems that are in place. We have University Health Service on campus, and Michigan Medicine, our School of Public Health. So we have those resources in different pockets in our community, and we're trying to see what we can pull together over the next week or so to put that in place.
Have you established how people can approach others with their questions?
We're still working out that process of putting the advising team in place. But people certainly in our community are not bashful about asking questions.
Right. And they may not be bashful about saying no thank you either. What happens to those people who might just refuse because they don't want to get vaccinated?
Well, we're certainly putting that's part of the reason we want to put this advising group in place, so that people first can get their questions answered, make sure that they have the information they need. But if ultimately, if there's just, we'll work that through our kind of normal disciplinary processes. There's lots of policies and procedures that we as employees must follow at the university, and there's an established process in place for that, and we'll use those established procedures.
I'm assuming you did put a lot of research into making this decision. How prevalent is it at other universities around the country where they are requiring people to be vaccinated?
Yeah, it's becoming more and more common to put a requirement of, many organizations. The last time we looked in the last day or so, there was over 600 U.S. universities that were putting some kind of requirement in place. Each or in other private organizations This week, certainly it's been in the news, lots of healthcare systems are putting vaccine requirements in place. So, you know, each organization, you know, it has some of its own requirements. But we thought that, you know, we looked at everything involved and thought that an approach to including everyone within our community, faculty, staff, and students made the best approach for us.
Is it too soon to ask how this might impact home football games?
Well, the mandate or the requirement for vaccination does not apply to visitors to campus. And, you know, the big house kind of falls under state rules for outdoor sporting events venues. So we'll certainly follow those rules in place. But the benefit of it being an outdoor stadium provides some latitude as well.
University of Michigan Assistant Vice President for Public Affairs, Rick Fitzgerald. Thanks so much for talking to us here on 89.1.
Oh, thank you for having me.